Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Joanne Black, an innovative sales advisor, member of the National Speakers Association, and author of No More Cold Calling, the breakthrough system that will leave your competition in the dust, and Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seals the Deal. So welcome, Joanne. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Stacey.
So let's talk about Pick Up the Damn Phone, because we were just talking a little bit earlier before we started recording about how much I love this book title. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's really a challenge because I have found, and you know, that salespeople just are tapping away on their keyboards, and they begin to think that technology can do their job. I consider it digital snake oil. You know, when we talked about email, you mentioned that oh, we send an email, we can check it off our list, and we've really connected. We haven't connected. You know, and don't get me wrong, technology is a great tool. Really, we all use it. We have to do research. We get information. We look at our mutual connections. We comment on articles and guest blogs, and that's really good news. But then we have to log off the computer and have a personal conversation, because that's why people do business. They do business with people, not with technology, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That is so true. We see it in our day-to-day work, you know, with the media as well as here in publicists and just anybody, really. Anybody who's selling anything, right? And everyone is selling something, no matter what it is. So talk a little bit more about the challenges and risks caused by technology for salespeople and how they can be overcome.
Well, the biggest challenge for all salespeople, anybody in business really, is how we differ from our competition, because everybody looks the same with technology. You know, we have access to the same tools. And how do we really differentiate ourselves? And the risk is that we can be fooled into thinking technology can do our jobs. I actually had a VP at a software company say to the whole team we were working with, people don't buy our technology. They buy what our technology does for them. So the big challenge is, how do we differentiate ourselves? How do we get in and actually talk to the decision maker? And most people want to get higher. Every company I talk to say, we need to call higher. We need to get into the C-suite. Well, guess what? The C-suite doesn't have meet with a salesperson on top of their list. Big, big challenge.
Right, huge challenge. And so technology has changed what buyers want and expect from salespeople. So how has that happened, and what else can we do?
Well, we have a greater responsibility now when you think about it, because the buyer has access to exactly the same information we have. The buyer is great at research. You know, they check us out before they ever talk to us. They don't want a pitch. They want someone who can dig into their issues. They really want a relationship. And I actually had this situation underlined when I spoke to the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. And I was referred there. That's how I got to have that conversation. And that's exactly what he said to me. He said, we don't want people jabbering at us and telling us about their product. I really want to have a conversation, he said, and get insights and share information. That's what executives want. We don't get there by tapping on our keyboards.
No, Joanne, I can totally understand where you're coming from. It's not anything that you can look up on a website or find that information out yourself. They don't need to know the stats or the specs of whatever you're selling. They can look that up. But how it can impact them in your relationship, and what their issues are and their problems are, and how you as an individual, as an actual human being, can help understand that and what the products can do to solve those problems. So, yeah, I mean, I could see how that could pose a big issue. And you say that we're smarter than our buyers. Now, what do you mean by that?
No, that's a bit contrarian, Stacey, because we have all this research that shows anywhere between 67% and 80%, depending on the research, of buyers have moved through their buying cycle before they ever talk to a salesperson. Well, if we believe that, then we're just waiting for them to come to us. That doesn't happen. So our buyers can get great information about us. They can look at our website, read our blogs, check us out on LinkedIn. They get information. What they don't get are insights, experience. That's what the salesperson brings to the table. And I think, Stacey, the threat here is a lot of salespeople don't know how to have a conversation because they've been so schooled to use technology. And they're fooled into thinking that this technology can do everything, and that's what how they spend their days. We need to be able to have a conversation, to exchange ideas, not to pitch, because that's what salespeople bring to the table. It's insights. Information is not the same as insights. Information is not experience. That's what we need to bring to the table because that's what our buyers want and expect from us.
And when you do that, when the insight, when the experience comes into play and your customer leaves feeling good about the experience, feeling good about themselves and about you, then they'll open their mouths, right, and say, hey, you know, go see Joanne. Go check her out. That referral selling. And you talk about how that's been around forever and that it's pretty common sense, but why is it even more important today? And do you find that a lot of salespeople have lost that along the way?
Oh, they've never gotten it to begin with. So referral means you have an introduction. You're introduced to exactly the person you want to meet. And when that happens, you get the meeting. You reduce your cost of sales. You have no competition. And your conversion rate of prospect to customers, well, more than 50%. But here's the thing. It's not happening today. People aren't proactively getting those introductions. They're waiting, like you said. Your customer's thrilled. Okay, we think, of course they'll refer us because we did great work. Our job as salespeople is not to sit back and wait for business to come to us. It's proactively outreach and make business come to us, not wait. And we want to get in before our buyers even know they have a need. That's a huge differentiation. When we're introduced, we are in there. We don't know if they have a need. We just know it's the right person to talk to, and we exchange ideas. That's what business is about. It's about building relationships, exchanging ideas, gaining that trust. And then even if they're not the right person, you know what? They're going to refer you to someone else. I have clients all the time, or I should say prospects, say, well, how can you help me, Joanne, when I've been referred? We have a little conversation first, and I say, I'm not sure I can. And then they start talking about themselves and their business, and we spend the entire conversation talking about their business. My goal with that first conversation is to have the next conversation when we really then dig in, and that happens every single time. Get in before they know they have a need. That's what a referral introduction will do, and that's the biggest competitive differentiator we have.
Well, Joanne, I wish we had a little bit more time to dig in a little more to your tips and techniques and strategies. They are fantastic, but I want to thank you for being here and want to tell our listeners that you can continue to develop your sales acumen by signing up for Joanne's monthly Back in the Black newsletter at nomorecoldcalling.com. That's nomorecoldcalling.com. At that point, you'll get a referral IQ quiz, a 14 yes-no question survey that becomes your checklist for referral selling. And you can also pick up the damn phone. Actually, pick up the damn phone. How People, Not Technology, Steal the Deal at Amazon.com. Again, that's pick up the damn phone. How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal at Amazon.com. And you can contact Joanne at 415-461-8763 or through email Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, at nomorecoldcalling.com. So thanks again, Joanne.
Thanks, Stacey.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with a rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.